The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Nice to have you with me here on The Doctor Is In.
You have always been a voice of reason through all of this.
Appreciate your time, what you're doing for America.
I give you advice. And doesn't work at all.
You are definitely not inept by any means.
I like to hear women say that about me.
Whatever advice you're going to send my way, I am 100% taking it.
I can't tell you what to do. I will not tell you what to do.
Okay. Well, thanks.
That wasn't the answer I wanted.
Are you kidding me?
Great stuff, Dr. Ray. I'm glad I called.
I've scheduled my day around listening to your radio show.
You don't have to laugh so hard.
Now, from the studios of Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio, the hometown of Mother Angelica, here's Dr. Ray.
Life, discipline, and the pursuit of holiness. Doing what we can to give you that philosophy. Dr. Ray here. Dr. Is In is the overall name, the umbrella name of the program. The Friday name of the program is Look Back Friday. Several calls up there. All around 5 minutes in length, from previous programs, edited at the capable hands of Andrew Krucek, producer man. And then I talk more about them. There's usually 2, 3, 4, 5 points within the call that can be jumped off on, heading in a different direction. And I don't do that during the call because, yeah, I don't want to just bounce all over the place in the call. You want to try to stick somewhat close to what the person is asking or commenting upon, but there are oftentimes things I'd like to say about what the person said that I can't say at the time, so I put them in the hopper. We take care of them on Look Back Friday, so that's what we shall do here. Relatively recently, and this is interesting during holiday times, relatively recently, this psychiatrist, and I really don't know her credentials. I really don't know what kind of expertise she has. They didn't say much about it. They just held her out as a psychiatrist. And of course, she's given certain credibility, right? Because she's a person who works in the mental health field. She's got an MD. And her point was that, and this was post-election, if you have relatives or friends who voted or think differently than you do, then you might want to seriously consider not being around them. First of all, it's no surprise that they voted the way they did, is it? If you have relatives, you know how they think, don't you? For the most part, you know how they think. So the fact that they voted differently than you doesn't tell you much more of anything. That's the first thing, which surprised me. It's like, okay, now that we know how they voted, or now that we know that they're happy that the election results were the way they were, you don't have to be near them because they're not a safe space for your authentic self. Fascinating. I think there's a couple of glitches in that reasoning. First of all, the assumption is that if someone thinks differently than me, I have to be upset. It's automatic. My mother, my father-in-law, they voted differently than I did. Or they view a whole bunch of things differently than I do. So therefore, it's automatic. If A, then B. They do A, I have to do B. I have to be upset. I have to be uncomfortable. I have to be distressed. I have to shun them so that I can be at peace. What does that say about me? People don't realize that. This ultra heavy emphasis on my self-image is all. And anything that would even remotely scrape against my self-image needs to be cut out of my life like a cancer, social cancer. And for me, when, and she wasn't, this psychiatrist wasn't the only one who said this. There have been others, And there have been a lot of political figures have said this too. If people think differently than the way you do, and they're very solid in the way that they think, you don't have to be around them because that makes you uncomfortable. What if it's your mom? It's not the mail carrier that you see 12 seconds when you might cross paths in the morning. What if it's your brother? What if it's your adult kid? Do we say, well, too bad, so sad, get out of my life, because now I know that you think that way and I just can't tolerate the fact that you think that way? Whatever happened to, I don't agree with you, but I'm not going to necessarily shun you. Whatever happened to that? And Christians should be the last people who take that philosophy. How dare you think the way you think, therefore, I don't need to be around you. Dr. A, wait a minute, hold on a second now. Sometimes it's not just a matter of think. It's a matter of them saying things. It's a matter of them putting down. It's a matter of them assaulting and attacking verbally. Okay. So they've raised the stakes. But even at that, you don't necessarily have to write them off, do you? As a Christian, that should be kind of the last thing you do. They're not dangerous to you. They're not punching you in the head, are they? They may be obnoxious. Dr. A, I don't like being around obnoxious people. Well, neither do I. And if it's the neighbor lady three houses down, I can avoid her. But what if it's my brother? The irony with these mental health political types saying, if people make you uncomfortable from their political religious perspective, you have every right to shun them. Write them off until they see the light. That is not in any way a Christian perspective at all. It's a psychological perspective. It's dressed up as, well, I think I need to be at peace. I think I need to be comfortable. I think I need to be enjoying certain times. And if they're there, I just can't enjoy it. All right, if enjoyment becomes your main goal, as opposed to a relationship with someone that is central to your life, with someone that perhaps, with you not being so easily upset over the way they are, that relationship could smooth out somewhat. I have all kinds of people in my life who think differently than I do. Some of them radically differently. Some of them family members, cousins. Very, very different than I do. And every once in a while, they'll make a jab. I either ignore it or I move on to another topic. But I'm not going to say, well, if they're there, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? There was a time when we were both 9 years old and we got along pretty well. I don't want to throw that away. When you see these mental health types, these political types saying, if someone disturbs your peace, no matter who they are, family, parents, whomever, stay away from them. What they're doing is they're elevating psychology and me and I and self above every other thing in a relationship. Dr. Ray.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.